today.
I mean, if they're trying to hide evidence or anything like that, they should get punished for it. Especially with people dying.
All right, sadly, one of the biggest stories is the three idiots, or the three blind mice, who tried to help their friend, Jokar Smirnoff, who is the bomber, being charged with the bombing anyway, of the Boston Marathon. Three friends, turns out, hid actually some of the evidence once they heard from him. There is some discrepancies as to timelines, a little bit of timelines and whatnot. But let's just say this is so off the chain, without a doubt. So there's where we begin on America Tonight. More of the fallout from the marathon and the bombing. Some of the specifics of this are interesting, and I think interesting in the sense of who are these college students. And what ultimately did they do, and why did they do that? The why we don't know. Two are already held on immigration charges. They've actually been held for 11 days. And then there's a third person who is a U.S. citizen. And ultimately, when the pictures were released, remember, a couple of days after the bombing, the friends recognized Jokar. So there was some texting that went back and forth. One of the messages included, "You better not text me and come to my room and take whatever you want." That was released by the FBI. There was even one of the two that were now arrested said that they texted Jokar and said, "You look like the, Boston bombing suspect," and he replied, LOL. They took the backpack and threw it away that they found in his dorm with fireworks with the powder out of it, obviously used in the bombing, and it ended up in a landfill in New Bedford, Massachusetts, because they had a place there. So they took all of the stuff to their place in New Bedford. And it was odd. It was just that the friend took the text as a joke, and that Smirnoff found humor in the idea that he could be responsible for it. And, boy, it's just a very incredibly odd thing that is very serious and should land these guys in trouble for some time where they do some jail time. You know, did they really think that he could be responsible for all the blood that was shed, making a bomb? Did he tell them? I think he did tell them he knew how to make a bomb. What's really unclear is what did they know far ahead of time? You know, they were eating with him, hanging out with him a month before the bombing happened. And then ultimately they take a backpack belonging to him and toss it. They could face, they will face criminal charges. It could be a jury that decides their fate unless the charges are dropped or plea agreements are reached. I hope this doesn't. They go to a jury trial and they nail them on this. So really, you're talking about four guys all together. I mean, Smirnoff, of course, and his friends. They all were at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, and they all hung out together. They were in the United States on student visas, the two guys from Kazakhstan. They spoke Russian. Only the American, Filippos, a high school classmate of Smirnoff's from Massachusetts, he was the only one who was not on the student visa. So they partied, hung out together, went to Times Square, all that sort of stuff. And these other three apparently are trying to say they had no idea that he was capable of doing what he did. When they get the records and they're looking at the records, and then the photos were released of Jokar Tsarnaev wearing a dark or wearing a baseball cap backwards, and the white baseball cap turned backwards, and the black jacket. He was recognized immediately by these guys, and they didn't do anything about it. They didn't make that phone call that could have saved Sean Collier's life, the MIT guard who was brutally ambushed and killed. Think of the 8-year-old Martin Richard. Think of Lingzi Liu, the graduate student from China. Sean Collier, this MIT cop that I mentioned already, especially him, because they could have stopped that, I think, if they had gotten to a cop in time. They might have flushed them out sooner. And then Crystal Campbell. And then all the people who are missing limbs as a result. You know, 250 people were also hurt in this. So how the friends decided they were going to cover for him, I have no idea. And I'm sure there's, because we didn't realize they were already in custody for 11 days. There were stories about that happening, but no one would verify them. Governor Deval Patrick talked about the fact that they've been questioned for several days and feels like the threat level is pretty much down.
I know that the FBI has been asking questions of these folks for several days now. This should not raise any concerns in anyone's minds about a continuing threat to the public.
All right, so, you know, there you have it. He's saying the threat is over. People should just keep doing what they're doing. And when all of this happened and what people knew and what the rationale is it to help a friend, or were they covering up for him? The three men left with the backpack, took the laptop too, because they felt that Tsarnaev's roommate might get suspicious if they left the backpack alone, and they all ended up in that New Bedford apartment, saw the news coverage that was everywhere, and freaked out and decided to get rid of the stuff. But what you believe and what really happened, and the backpack and a garbage bag and lugging it outside and throwing it in a dumpster and all that sort of stuff, ultimately it was found, traced back to them and all that stuff. And you have visa violations that are a part of this, too. We keep coming back to the same thing with the visa and the holes in following people. And people who are have violated the visa. The visa's up, but we don't do anything about it. That's, to me, that is the most frightening thing, because it's the weak link in people entering the country. And here we go again. It rears its ugly head, and this time connected to the Boston bomber. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including a conversation with Ben Fuchs about your health, some things that you can do that might seem obvious, but you don't do them. Like, I'll give you a hint, H2O. How come we know we should do this? How come we know we should be drinking lots of it? But for some reason, we reach for other things. In some cases that are sugary, just not so good for us. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With us again, so many of you anxious for those power foods and all that great motivation you get from Ben Fuchs. He is the man, there's no question about it. Man, I'm telling you, some of the power foods he told me about a year ago, I still use like everyday life. It's like drinking water, and that's one of them, of course. Ben is in the middle of a blizzard. We've had some really freaky weather. Ben, you're in Colorado. What's it? Well, not where I am. I'm in Dallas. It is kind of freaky here. But what's the weather like?
Well, I'm talking about the weather. We're talking about the weather here.
I'm not talking about other freaky. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the weather, you know, it's kind of interesting. First of all, global warming. I don't know whatever happened to that. And second of all, I was walking down, you know, we've had a no spring where it's been really snowing. And I was thinking, what if this is some apocalyptic event and like 20 years from now, we're talking about how it started snowing and it never stopped kind of thing? Because that's kind of how it seems like. And that's probably how ice ages begin, you know. In evolutionary theory, there's this thing called punctuated equilibrium, punctuated evolution, which means evolution happens in jumps. And it's like all of a sudden something happens. Like ice ages occur over the course of a week. You're in the middle of an ice age. Like, remember that one guy they called him the Iceman? Do you remember that story about the Iceman?
Yeah.
They found him with food in his stomach. So he was like walking down the hill going, oh, it looks like a storm is coming. And it was a friggin' ice age. You know, and that's kind of what I was thinking as I was walking down the street, because it had to stop snowing. Like, what if this is the ice age? You know, that's just like how my brain works sometimes.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Isn't that crazy, funny? The guy who's out hunting on a nice spring day, and he's like,
right,
looks like a storm's a brewing.
You know,
and the next thing he knows, he's like this glacial epochal event, the ice age.
You know, it's funny that you bring up the man like a caveman, because there's a lot of people that are on this, paleo
the caveman
man.
Diet.
Yeah, the caveman diet. Yeah. Is that good for you?
You know, we never talked about that. And there's all this, you know, whenever you have one fad, you have an anti-fad. So now we've reached the anti-fad period where there's anti-paleo stuff coming out. Here's the thing on paleo where it's so misunderstood. Because I talk a lot of the stuff I talk about is not really, it's not paleo, but it incorporates the best parts of paleo. Paleo's got some really good stuff in it. And the theory is that we are built, our bodies are constructed genetically to be able to handle life in Paleolithic times, and basically 100,000 years ago. You know, that's how our bodies are designed. Now, there are some exceptions to that, and we have evolved, and genetics changes a little bit faster than that. For example, we've evolved to eat olives, and olives are only about maybe 10,000 years old, and there were no olives paleolithically. So there's some foods that our bodies are able to adjust to. Some people can tolerate grains, and there weren't a lot of grains 10,000 years ago, etc. But the point about paleo that I like is that it respects the body. You have to be careful of is understanding, however, that when we talk about meat in the paleo sense, the correct paleo sense, in an archaeological or anthropological sense, we're talking about stalking the wild antelope. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe getting a bunch of guys together and throwing a spear at a woolly mammoth and then roasting it and eating it for the next 2 weeks. Our Paleolithic ancestors didn't go to Safeway, and they didn't buy packaged meat that's been sitting around and shipped and slaughtered in horrible slaughtering conditions, and only God knows what kind of bacteria floating around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we eat today, it's not how we ate Paleolithically. So you have to respect these adjustments. People say, well, I'm going to eat paleo. I'm going to eat hamburgers, because my paleo ancestors ate hamburger or ate meat. Well, no, they didn't eat meat, but they didn't eat hamburgers, and they didn't eat McDonald's, and they didn't eat steaks, and they didn't eat, you know, they didn't go to Morton's and wherever we get our food today. So you've got to be very careful about taking this whole idea about how our caveman ancestors ate literally in this day and age, because we've done such a number on our food processing system. Here's the, you know, we're talking about power foods, right? And I got a bunch of power foods I want to talk about, but even before we get to that, what I think is important, Katie, we recognize this one. If we have to do one fundamental thing via our food and our diet and our nutrition, one fundamental thing for our health, to take care of our health, and I'm talking in terms of food and diet and nutrition now, do you know what that one thing would be?
One thing.
You know what that one thing would be? Should I tell you? This is better than a power food.
I want to know.
This is a ultimate anti-aging strategy. In fact, if you want to live to be 100, this should be the first thing you do. And if you're dealing with a degenerative disease, some kind of inflammatory disease, MS, autoimmune disease, restless leg syndrome, whatever, everybody's got their own flavor of degeneration. This is one thing that will make you feel better almost immediately. Almost immediately. You know what that thing is?
What is it?
Should we maybe tell you next week? We'll talk about it next week.
No. Tell us. We want to know. Come on.
Well, no, because we got to tease it a little bit. Come on now. Maybe we should talk about...
You're brutal.
No, seriously. This is one thing, and it's so easy. Oh, here's the good, best part about this one thing, okay? You know, people say, oh, I can't spend money on supplements. I don't have any money. I can't really spend money on this. Well, not only will this thing... Is this thing powerful and unbelievably critical for you to do, but you will actually make money. It not only will it not cost you, you'll make money. How do you like that?
Yeah, see, that's everybody's sitting here on the edge of their seat waiting for you to reveal.
But isn't that exciting? Not only is this the single most, and this is not just me talking, this has been verified in research study after research study after research study. When you do this one thing that is so easy to do, not only doesn't it cost you money, you'll actually make money from it. You will live, you will accelerate, enhance your lifespan, and you will also reduce immediately and noticeably and dramatically over time all of the symptoms of breakdown and degenerative disease. And Katie, listen, this is why I do what I do, is because there are these ways of hacking into our body that nobody talks about. that nobody, we call power foods. What's a power food, really? It's a way of leveraging how the body works, of somehow getting into the system and exploiting a part of the system like a lever allows you to lift a heavy weight. One small move giving you a huge amount of bang. One small buck giving you a big bang. That's what a power food is. Mm-hmm. And that's what all of these strategies are, and nobody tells us about them. Not only that, don't they tell us about them, but they tell you to do the opposite of them. And when I tell you what this one thing is, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right? And by the way, I write about all this on pharmacistben.com. I told my webmaster I would plug it, so I hope I can get to plug that.
pharmacistben.com. pharmacistben.com. Yeah, you know, you talk about power foods, and you said this a ton of times. I mean, there's no doubt the water thing. I don't understand. I didn't understand before because I didn't like water that much. I would just drink a little bit of it. But now, what a difference. Even
what a
skin difference.
Praise God. I'm telling you, Katie. It's water. It's just
it's
H2O.
Water.
It's nothing.
Right,
yet,
right.
When you drink it, your body sucks it up like a dry sponge sucks up water, like a dry flower sucks up water. You blossom and bloom because it allows the electrical energy to move with facility through the body. And enzymes and chemistry are all keyed through millions, literally millions, maybe billions of years of evolution in some cases, to operate in a milieu of just enough water. And without it, the energy doesn't work. It doesn't work as effectively. Not only the electrical energy, but the chemical energy. Both the electrical system and the chemical system become dumbed down when we're dehydrated. And how hard is it to drink? You know, how difficult is this to drink? Now, keep in mind, if you're drinking, you want to do your nutrients. This is where the Beyond Tangerine comes in, because if you're just drinking straight water, you're going to flush out your vitamin C, you're going to flush out your B complex, and this is where the BTT comes in. So you want to drink lots of water, for sure clean water, but you also want to be sipping on that BTT throughout the day, in my humble opinion. And that, you want to talk about power food, dude, that thing rocks. On so many levels, as a formulation, and you know, I've been formulating for 30 years, and as a formulation, that thing is an elegant, beautiful, it's like a work of art, that formulation. That's number one. Number two, it's liquid. It goes right to work. It bypasses your digestive system. It goes straight into your blood. It doesn't have to be processed, no enzymes required. For folks who are missing a gallbladder, folks who have digestive problems, it goes right to work. Number three, the sicker you are, the more deficient you are, the faster the stuff works. It's one of the great things about nutritional supplementation and health in general. The sicker you are, the faster you turn it around. The more deficient you are in nutrients, the faster these things are absorbed. And fourthly, and the most important thing about this BTT stuff, if I may say, mm-hmm. is that I've seen the most amazing results with my own two ojos. You know, mm-hmm. when you mm-hmm. see the stuff, and Katie, you experience it. Well, think about me. I'm seeing it on all the people.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm. I could not live with myself. I couldn't look myself in the mirror if I didn't at least tell people about this.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you're going to keep your one big surprise for us for next week. But remember this BTT, he's absolutely right. Ben's absolutely right, because you got to get everybody's looking for the nutrition, is getting the whole idea that you have to have these nutrients, and this is a good way to do it. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com and also PharmacistBen.com. Ben,
yes.
Next week we'll do
Thank
it
you.
Again.
All right,
Thank
Katie.
You.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
All right, so what do you think the big secret is that Ben Fuchs won't tell us until next week? If anybody guesses it, I'll give you a copy of Level the Playing Field, my book, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. I'm thinking, maybe it's this new study that came out of the University of Kansas Medical Center where they looked into a virtual reality platform called Second Life. Some of you may have heard of it, where people just have avatars and they have this whole virtual world. That's too much hassle for me. Are you kidding? A Second Life? I can't keep track of the First Life. And through the game, they practice all kinds of things. They grocery shop, meal plan, whatever, communicate, just anything you can do in regular life. And they say that this 3D virtual reality video game playing at home can help people get in shape. Because you're planning. Are you kidding? So your avatar is really thin and good looking, but in real life, so you're playing the game and yeah, that's the secret. But then in real life, are you anything like your avatar? I'm not so sure about that. I mean, there was another study. So there were studies on this. The researchers from the University of Missouri say that people using Second Life could create fitter, healthier avatars, which then help them visualize themselves that way. And so there was something to it that could help them. I don't know. I'm going to say prove it. I want to see these people that have avatars and then see them. It's like the before and after picture. Avatar, you know, and you. Avatar and you. I want to see how different those two are. Give me a break. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor in America Tonight. Hello.
Oh, Kate.
What's up?
I've been watching the news there. McCain and Lindsey Graham wants Obama to help Syria throw that guy out of office. But those rebels there, Al-Qaeda, they throw him out of office. They get hold of those chemical weapons. They're going to bring them right over here and use them on us.
Yeah, you know, I think what you just said right there, the problem is who are the rebels and what is their allegiance to and how many chemical weapons are there in this plant? I mean, yeah, Assad has killed 70,000 people, but boots on the ground would be a no way for us. And if the no way, and I mean, there's just no way, but any little bit that we really, really get involved in this, we'll take the lead and we'll take the heat for it, too. And, you know, that's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. I think Assad should be taken out. You can't tell me they can't assassinate him. But then how can we possibly support whatever the rebel faction is? Because they could be 10 times worse. You make a great point.
Yeah, they're from Al-Qaeda, the ones been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're all across the mountains heading that way. Like I said, they get all those chemical weapons, but nobody knows where they're at. He does have them. You know, he's got them, but they get hold of them. The birds bring right over here and start using one of us.
Yeah. And that's pretty scary. Sarin gas. Are you kidding? That was always the fear, Rick, after 9/11, that what would happen next, besides planting bombs and tunnels and places like that or bridges, the other fear was, what is that? That there were chemical weapons or crop dusting and throwing stuff down on us. Getting it in the food sources. So, sure, I'd be concerned about it. When they started to talk about the sarin, and they talked about how many weapons, talked about, you know, replacing the warheads, having the warheads filled with it, yeah, I was concerned. I agree.
Just not gas, but also germs, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Diseases and stuff that nobody knows what he's got. So I think it's going to be one big mess over there.
I agree. It already is one big mess, and it's a question of how deep we want to go into this. And look, already on the map, already with what we've done in the Middle East, it's just a wild checkerboard. And we're paying the price for Iraq. We're paying the price for Afghanistan, really, even more than Iraq, I think.
I mean, there's no win, you know, no matter what happens, no winning situation for the United States. I think just let them fight each other, and then last man standing gets win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay out there.
Yeah,
I we learned stuff from Iraq. I guess we did.
Yeah, I think we needed to pick up some cues from Iraq and Afghanistan. Even what's happened in Afghanistan, and what a big mistake. And McCain has been pushing for this for a very long time. That, hey, we need to do something, the humanity, and I understand that it's awful, but so is the Sudan, and there are many other places we could point to, but arming rebels who are just as deadly and maybe even more sinister in a different way is not a good thing.
No.
Mm-mm.
Are we going to play Palin, Kentucky Derby?
Kentucky Derby. You and I are the only ones interested in the Kentucky Derby. We'll have to take a vote.
I like Kentucky Derby.
I love the Kentucky Derby. I love it. And you know that story with me. I have relatives that are trainers. So I agree with you. So we should take a vote on whether or not we're going to do the Kentucky Derby. You vote yes.
Bomb apple pie. American
All right.
Station.
You vote yes. I'll tell you what. You get your first, second, and third. You get your triple play in order. And anybody else who wants to do that, it's wide open. We're looking for that trifecta. Thanks, Rick. And we will do the trifecta in the third hour. So if you have a trifecta, we will mix it into the conversation. How's that? Trifecta challenge. We did it once. We did it a couple times before, and it was pretty popular. I love the Kentucky Derby. I'll certainly be watching it. But the Kentucky Derby, fastest 2 minutes in sports. But somehow it's kind of dropped off in popularity for some people. Maybe they need a better app. Now, I said we would do the apps of the week, and I came across one. Somebody actually sent me the link to this, and it's probably been written about in a couple of different places. But there is a new app for jet sharing. So if you're like Roger Federer or Kim Kardashian or, you know, somebody who's looking to hitch a ride, although Roger Federer, I believe, has his own plane. But if you're wealthy, if you got serious coin and you want to book a seat on a private plane, they have this jet sharing service. It's called BlackJet, and it connects people who are traveling with private jets that have space on the plane. The flights are shared with 2 to 14 other passengers, and the price is pretty much a premium fare on a commercial airliner. Now, that could be interesting. It might be worth it, depending on if somebody, let's say, would, you know, pay the bill for you. Maybe there's a reason you had to get somewhere, and you can book a private plane for, you know, passengers who are members, because you have to be a member. So you have to pay a fee. That's the catch. You have to pay $2,500, but you can book a seat on any of 4,000 planes that the company has access to through whatever partnerships. You know, part of the reason I'm sure they're doing this is because they're losing money. Maybe they're not getting as many people that are traveling that way, but it's geared for business travelers. If they have, they need the time, they need reliability or whatever, they get the seat in advance, but they don't get the precise itinerary until the day before the flight. That would be crazy. That you don't know. You're basically driving right up to the plane, getting on the plane, and then within 15 minutes, the plane leaves. So I'm going to give you, for instance here, a flight that you book with this app would cost between $900, let's say, for a trip from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, to $3,500 for coast-to-coast flight. So there's flights from San Francisco, Las Vegas, New York, L.A., Southern Florida, Chicago, Washington, Boston, Dallas. All those places will be there, will be on there eventually, they say. They launched it in, this is wild, they launched this app in October, so that's not that long ago, really, of last year, and more than 3,000 flights, they say, have been booked through it. There's another app, and it's Private Fly, and that you can get on iPhone, iPad, Android, same thing if you're the jet setter kind of person, which I'm sure is a big majority of this audience, right? You can book an entire private jet. So I'll tell you what, if I win the lottery, 10 lucky listeners of America tonight can join me on a private flight somewhere. The it actually, in a way, it's not that much for some people, because if the company is paying for it and you had to get somewhere and you're doing some software deal or something that's going to net the company a lot of money, and they need to get you to a place at a certain time, they might do it, because it's cheaper in one sense than I thought. But you have to pay that annual fee. You know, that's like, that's when you decide, American Express, don't leave home without it, but you got to pay the annual fees, and there's other cards that I could get to replace it. I guess the credit card's a little bit different than a $2,500 fee, because their fee isn't that high. But paying for that, sitting on that app, and then realizing you could also just go right up to the plane would be pretty interesting, wouldn't it? Travel like a rock star for $2,500 plus the cost of the flight. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, what did you think about the nefarious things going on in Boston? That's part of the mailbag. There are some other things, too, and that's coming up on the flip side.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tonight, each and every show, we like to check the mailbag because so many of you correspond with us that way. A lot of thoughts on Boston and a few other things, too. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up, Chuck, listening to us in Vermont. Chuck says, Kate, I can't believe it. Were those kids idiots or what? How could they have protected Joe Karsnarev from... with the evidence, just ditching it for him. Now they're in trouble because they're facing charges. Would you do that for your friend? Are you kidding me? If I had a friend who committed a terrorist act and I would take the evidence and hide it for them? No. I have some good friends, but I certainly wouldn't do that for them. You know, it's interesting because what's now happened, the two buddies, there was two of them, they're being held on immigration charges. There's another buddy that's also in the middle of this, and where they're accused of and charged with removing stuff from his Snarnev's dorm room, which is all evidence in this Boston Marathon bombing case. So what idiots. It didn't probably take them very long to nail these kids. I guess they were cocky and figured they wouldn't get caught is the only thing I can think of. All right, this one from Big Brad in Texas. Big Brad says, boy, this is the story that just keeps on giving. It's unbelievable. As you say, Kate, it's unbelievable the twisted roads we have covered in the Snarnev case the 19-year-old kid who ultimately was pulled out of that boat. Now it turns out, as you probably have talked about, that he had a couple of friends that decided they were going to hide the evidence, and they tried to throw the investigators off the trail, I guess, of Snarnev, but it didn't work. So all the things that were taken from the University of Massachusetts dorm room now is the property of the FBI, and clearly the friends are right squarely in the middle of it, and they can lawyer up all they want, but they're going to jail for a long, long time. I guess Snarnev's texted his friends and said, come to my room and take whatever you want, and so that's what happened. And it was three friends, by the way, of the Boston bomb suspect, and they all now face federal charges. So it was a really stupid thing for them to do. All right, we're going to switch gears because we have a couple of emails in a much different direction, including this one from Sarah Kay, who says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to America Tonight for a very long time. Thank you so much. You have provided some much-needed information and sometimes some much-needed infotainment, too, as well, because things are so incredibly heavy these days, almost anywhere you live. The thing with the FDA is crazy, this Plan B. What were they thinking? Of course, the Justice Department is going to appeal the morning after pill ruling. Did they not think this out before they went ahead with the rubber stamp? I think the biggest thing to me that's disconcerting is the fact that we're talking about young girls being able to just get this emergency contraceptive stuff without a prescription, without anybody even knowing. Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Sarah Kay, you're right. They filed an appeal Wednesday. You knew that probably that was going to happen. I was surprised that right away that didn't drop. So now this is just, you know, right after they announced that they had approved the availability of the pill without a prescription for anybody who's 15 and older. And, you know, you get into some really gray areas here, including the whole tender age thing. Remember, it was in April where the federal judge in Brooklyn ordered the FDA to make that pill available to women of any age without a prescription. That's what prompted that. So the FDA jumped on it, and the FDA announcement was all about the application from Teva Women's Health, and that was it. That's what they announced when they said, you know, it'd be available to 15 and older. So obviously this is now going to get caught up in the courts. All right, let's move on to this one. I'm actually going through some of these emails right now. Do you love it? Brad in Illinois says, Kate, man, it just makes you shake your head when you think about what happened in Boston, what could have happened in New York thanks to those Boston bombers, and the fact that people just aren't vigilant enough. You've said it. You've had guests on to talk about it. From now on, America, make yourself and your family a promise to pay attention as you find yourself in crowds or in areas where somebody could do something that you're just not aware of because you're not paying attention to packages being left, book bags being dropped, something else being thrown into a crowd. You really do have to look around. And you say this, Kate, you have to know the exits. That's true. You have to know your exit strategy. And maybe it's because I grew up with a volunteer fireman, and what constantly was drummed into my head was about fires. And okay, you're on the second floor, you're higher than that. Where do you go? What happens if you know, you hear the fire alarm? What do you do? And what do you do if there's fire and there's smoke and all that kind of stuff? But it's beyond the whole fire thing. It's now on to what if you see something that's just not right? You know, when you're at an airport, they make that announcement over and over again. But you look around and people are desensitized to that whole thing. It kind of goes in one ear and out the other. I truly believe that. Why? I don't know, except for that we were removed from 9/11. And now we see the Boston thing happen, so people are thinking about it a little bit more. So, yeah, it is a great time to tell people just be a little more vigilant. Look around. Pay attention to your surroundings. For goodness sake, if you're out somewhere with your family, you would think you would want that. don't put yourself in those situations where if something happens, even if it's an accident, you're trapped. You're trapped like a rat, and you have no way to get out of wherever it is you are. And sometimes with crowds, that's what happens. You get into a crowd, and you can't part the crowd, in other words. This one from Jake in Austin. Yo, yo, Kate D. I just flew the other day to New York on business. I hadn't been on a plane in a while, and I had to make a connecting flight. What a hassle that was. I hate to say it, because I know this mostly is benefiting the people in Congress, but I am glad, thank goodness, that the traffic controller furlough is over. The delays that I had to go through, I would not want to travel on a regular basis. All in all, my trip was still loads of fun. To be in the Big Apple was a gas. You're absolutely right. I had a chance to actually go out to the Statue of Liberty. So thank goodness, no more air traffic controller furloughs. Yeah, the president signed that Tuesday, that all wrapped up, that whole budget thing, you know, the furloughs across the board, and the travel delays have eased up. Because the bill now gives the FAA permission to move money from other accounts, so it allows them to stop furloughing controllers. That was disastrous, but the people who make the laws didn't like that they were being delayed. So I think that's why this one got slammed through as fast as possible. What was signed in also allows the protection of 149 control towers at small and medium-sized airports that are on the list for closure for budgetary stuff. So that's also protected. And thousands of flight delays were attributed to the furloughs last week. And I think at the height of the mess, and especially with Congress people being affected by it, it prompted them to take action to say, okay, yeah, this is too inconvenient. I can't get home. We got to do something. We got to rescind the orders because there's a problem here. We got to do that. And the president, of course, signed it. You know what's interesting too? I saw a little piece on this whole thing with typos. There was a typo related delay. So the president did sign it on Tuesday. It ends the whole thing with the traffic controllers being furloughed. But part of the problem where this would have really kicked in over the weekend, and it did kick in over the weekend, but the holdup was actually the president's signature because there was an S missing from the word accounts, and that was a little bit of a holdup because it didn't read right. It should have limited the source of funds to an account. So the Senate bill had to be fixed because they caught that on the House bill. Ah, oh, please. Can anybody spell in the government? I mean, wasn't this the whole reason for Tamerlan Snarniff? One of the things was is that his name was spelled incorrectly, and that's why they didn't catch him and pick up on the whole thing of him going back to Russia, going back, you know, to Chechnya. They didn't get that. They didn't see that because of a typo. Come on, give me a break. All right, you know what to do. If you want to mail the show, do it. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.